lead to that, but we're going to try to do a little back and forth and ask each other about different cases from the last year, year and a half that we think are pretty significant. And then time permitting, we may see if we can even field a few questions and talk about trends. So without further ado, let's start with one that perhaps many of you all have heard about, and it's this Hyder case, Texas Supreme Court, involving Chesapeake. And Chesapeake's been involved in a lot of royalty litigation recently. Just to kind of set the table, and I'm going to let Max talk about it, but let me cover a couple of these early slides since they're so basic, and that is, you know, royalties are an interest in oil and gas that one receives, and it's the lessor's compensation under an oil and gas lease, and it's the primary source of disputes, obviously, between lessors and lessees, the lessor oftentimes being the land owner. Lessors are, of course, wanting to maximize the royalty. They don't want cost to be deducted. They just want to get it up front. And a lessee, of course, wants the royalty holder to pay as much of the cost, at least the post-production costs, as they can get them to pay. Max, why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, how it traditionally works in the business and what happened in this particular dispute involving Hyder?
Thanks, John. You have two types of costs in getting oil and gas into the market where it can be consumed. You have production costs, which are the cost of bringing that oil and gas to the surface. And those are always borne by the operator. That's the lessor who holds the lease, who drilled the well, and operates the pumping unit.